You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is an
Get It
In special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN.
On TV.
It's brought to you tonight by
DoorDash.
Download the
DoorDash
app right now and start exploring some of the best New York has to offer.
DoorDash.
Get more from your neighborhood. Also, want to remind everyone, the second this show ends in 21 minutes, myself, Andrew Gundling, and Anthony Pusick are sitting down to do a special Drop Madness podcast, which will drop wherever you can find podcasts after 7 p.m. Andrew, will that be on the regular K-Show feed?
Sure will, yes.
So wherever you can get the Michael Kay Show podcast, which is everywhere, you'll get that podcast later tonight. I'd like to start off.
I'll be there in spirit.
We know you will, Don. We know you will. And if you can't listen to the podcast, you'll hear the matchups tomorrow on the program. Let's start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Steaming pile of poo.
Good evening to Don.
Dave and Rick are in their groove, though.
Who?
Dave and Brick are in their groove, though.
Love Dave and Brick. Also, good evening to myself. Daddy does go rogue sometimes. I'd also be remiss if I didn't start off ENN today by saying rest in peace to the great Scott Hall, a.k.a. Razor Ramon. I've been wearing the T-shirt today in tribute. He passed away yesterday at the age of 63 years old after complications during hip surgery. He had heart attacks and passed away, multiple heart attacks during the surgery, and he was lost. But what an absolute legend. Really burst on the scene when he came to WWE in 1992 as the Razor Ramon character, which was sort of based on Scarface's character, the Tony Montana character, and ran with that and was incredible. And then when he defected in the mid-90s to WCW and started the NWO with Kevin Nash and Hulk Hogan, really played just a huge part in the explosion of the wrestling business of the late 90s. He was so revered in the pro wrestling industry. So rest in peace to the great Scott Hall, a.k.a. Razor Ramon. Well, where do you guys want to start? Don, I'm going to leave it to you. Do you want to start with baseball news and audio, or do you want to jump into some like football maneuvers and things of that nature?
I think we need to get a little football in there. No, that's what I say.
All right, Michael, how do you feel?
I would agree. We've covered baseball quite a bit, and we have given some short shrift to football today. So let's dive in.
It has been short shrift. You're 1,000% right about that.
Can I give you one quick thing on baseball, though?
Oh, my God. That was honestly one. That whole thing should be a drop, Don. What just happened?
It really should be.
Curry has come up with a very interesting situation about the vaccination. He said, interesting passage on the NYC.gov about exceptions and reasonable accommodations for private sector vaccine workplace requirements. Said requirement doesn't apply to college or pro athletes who are non-NYC residents. That would seem a potential loophole as to simply reside outside the city.
And Kyrie lives in Jersey, correct?
Yeah, so why isn't he allowed?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. So Kyrie lives in Jersey.
Yeah.
How ridiculous would that be? That a Yankee decides, I'll move from Manhattan to Alpine, New Jersey, and I can play.
By the way, that would show good commitment. I mean, listen. If I wasn't in the mood to vaccine and it required that I had to, like, change my shot would require me to make a 15-foot extra walk every day, I'd go, I'll just get the shot, thanks. But anyways, we digress. So on to the NFL, and things are happening. The Falcons have reportedly emerged as a sleeper team in the pursuit of Deshaun Watson, according to Chris Mortensen and Adam Schefter. They join the Panthers, Saints, and Browns as teams that have met with or are interested in trading for Deshaun Watson.
Don't they owe, like, Matt Ryan, like, $32 million guaranteed?
Here's the thing. It's time, right? I mean, this is the end.
It's time. It is time.
Well,
it's
I get it, but you've got to have room. I mean, Watson makes a lot of money, too, and you're just going to dump Ryan, and that even if you dump him, that's money on the cap.
Well, you might not dump him because he might have to start the first six games for you this season.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Now, let's hear an interesting thought that Bart Scott had on KJM this morning about Deshaun Watson.
They get three first-round draft picks for him. Can you guarantee that you're going to be able to get a franchise quarterback? No, because if you get three first-round draft picks this year, he's not a franchise quarterback in the draft. Kyler Murray has been an MVP candidate. Like, he has lived up to the billing. Is he a great leader? No. He has to mature? Yes. But listen, name me 10 quarterbacks better than Kyler Murray in the league right now. It's hard to do. He's 24 years old. He's a dual-threat quarterback. What is the Houston Texans going to get back in return that's better than that? They have their own first-round draft pick that's pretty damn high. So if you're able to go get a guy like Kyler Murray, and if you're on the other side from Arizona, I'm looking at it like, okay, he's saying he's not going to play for $5 million, right? So, okay, he wants to try and dictate the terms to us. I'm going to get rid of him, and I'm going to bring a quarterback that's better.
It's not the worst idea. It is a potential win for Houston. I mean, because let's be honest, guys, you can get a nice heap of picks if you want. But the reality is this. Let's assume Deshaun Watson for a second is going to play and have an NFL career again. And I believe he will. There's really no amount of picks that's quite worth it. You can talk to me all day about the picks you get. And I know Ballard would go freaking out about the amount of second and third round picks you're able to get and how valuable those can be. But not more valuable than a Pro Bowl level quarterback.
Especially getting the pick right. I mean, you look at the Giants. What is it, 11 straight first round picks did not get a second contract? Ask the Knicks how their first rounds have gone. You know, so you get all these picks. And I know as a general manager, you're going to have a lot of confidence that you're going to do a better job than other general managers.
Sure, you think
but
so.
But it's still a crapshoot, right? Guys get hurt. Guys don't pan out. You know, a bird in the hand, right? I mean, you know what you're getting. And you want a known commodity. It's like free agency over the trade we were talking about with the Yankees, right? They would have probably won their fan base over just signing, you know, Story or Correa because they're known commodities as far as, like, leading a pathway to Volpe, which we know nothing about, or any of the other prospects. It's not quite air, Michael. But draft picks are still
But relative to a known quarterback commodity, Don, it sort of is air. They're super meaningful. If it's a running back trade we're talking about, yeah, there's an amount of picks that of course, is commensurate and makes sense. Right. But for Deshaun Watson, man, if he gets to play again, like, listen, we're all making this up. I'm not downplaying what he's accused of. But if it gets settled and he's going to be a better man and move forward with his life and play football again, that guy is worth so much.
And again, Peter, all these first-round picks, you can draft the next Lawrence Taylor, the next Anthony Munoz, the next Earl Campbell, the next Ronnie Lott. Where are you going without a quarterback?
It's so true. The Jets did make a move, though, that made some fans happy. They made a few, in fact. But they re-signed Braxton Berrios, and not at an outrageous price. 2 years, what was it, $12 million? Berrios was asked if he asked his agent not to chase every penny out there.
We had a lot of conversations over the last few months, obviously. And, you know, really our last one was kind of just that. I have a great rapport here. I have a great thing here with everybody in the building and obviously on the field as well. And I told him I didn't want to chase every penny. I wasn't trying to auction off to the highest bidder at the end of the day. And again, this was comfortable. This was a great destination for me. And I was clear about that throughout this whole process to him and obviously, you know, out into the media as well. And I'm so happy that I'm here.
That's good to hear what, if you're a Jet fan, right?
I mean, guys, what do you think about what the Jets have been doing the last 24 hours, Don? A lot of signings here.
I like it.
They've been very smart. Very calculating.
I mean, if I didn't know any better, I'd say this team they're putting together, they went out and got themselves a legit tight end. They signed Tevin Coleman. Braxton Berrios got done. Tomlinson, the guard. They're doing some nice work.
Tomlinson can play. That was a good signing. And Douglas, that's supposed to be his area of expertise. And if you want to be honest with yourself, even without Becton playing, right, their offensive line was not that big of an issue last year. It was pretty good. They patched together a decent offensive line. And it's only going to get better if Becton loses weight and comes back.
Guys, it's all about the quarterback, as we were just saying in the last segment. But, you know, it's about if you believe you've got Wilson as your future quarterback, you got to give him some weapons. He had a chemistry with Berrios. Bring him back. You know, start getting him some weapons, building an offensive line. You got to have to accentuate this. He has to be good. He has to. Take a look at this conference, guys. He's got to make strides. And if you believe in him, then you got to get him the weapons to take those steps.
Also, if we're being fully transparent.
Oh, well, where wouldn't we be?
Well, that's all we are. I mean, in fact, some would say today we've been too transparent. I think the Jets' expectations have changed by a game or two in the last 48 hours.
A game or two? Why? Explain.
I just feel like the moves that they're making here show that they're really going for it right now. And they, like, to me, maybe it's me being silly. This feels like the busiest Joe Douglas offseason we've seen so far, the smartest we've seen so far. I feel like this is a team that believes they're poised to win 8-9 games this year.
But it's not like they're making moves where they're all in for 2022. I mean, a lot of the moves they've made are guys that they expect to be here, you know, long term. So, yeah, get better in 2022. Start building some chemistry. And then in 2023, 2024, you could take that turn. I mean, what is New England, right? I mean, what are they going to be moving forward in the next few years? Do they have the quarterback? Is Belichick going to be here forever? Where's Miami going? I don't think Buffalo's going anywhere anytime soon. That's the thing that stinks. But making sure that you finish second in this division, which puts you in contention for a wild card, that's got to be the destination. If not 2022, the very next year.
I think you have to pump the brakes a little. The whole thing depends on whether Zach Wilson takes an exponential jump. He can't be like he did last year, no matter who you bring in. If he's the same quarterback he was last year, they're going to be bad again. He's got to be great. He's got to take the second-year jump that Joe Burrow took.
No, he cannot have the second year that Sam Darnold or Daniel Jones had.
No, it's got
to
be.
This needs to be a real thing, for sure. Yeah.
But if you're Joe Douglas and this is your pick, it's not somebody else's pick, this is your pick.
You have to assume that's what's going to happen.
You're going under the assumption you got it right, so let's go out and get him the players. I mean, you can't tiptoe around it. I mean, this is your guy. You picked him second overall. So you have to go under the assumption that he is the guy.
Let's see. The Aaron Rodgers deal with the Packers has $150 million guaranteed over the first 3 years.
Holy crap.
Thank you, Steve.
That's a lot of cheese.
The deal signed today includes two voidable years in 25 and 26 that help for salary cap purposes.
Sure.
He'll make just under 41 this coming season.
Was it go to 60, I
think?
In
2023, he'll make $59 million.
Ah, not 60.
And in 24, he'll make $49
million. Oh, that's a lot of money.
A lot of bling for Shailene.
Who does he think he is? Kirk Cousins? That's big money.
Yeah, right?
And by structuring it the way they did, they create cap room to maybe sign Devontae Adams, who said he is not going to play under the franchise tag. Now, you could say that, but that means you won't play.
Yeah. Right. It's something that's very easily said in March.
By the way, we've seen that just Devontae is amazing, but just a heads up, we've seen people play this game before. I mean, Le'Veon Bell was amazing too.
The amazing thing, though, Peter, if you look at the contract that the Jacksonville Jaguars gave to a wide receiver that is at best a number two, $18 million a year, Devontae Adams can ask for whatever he wants. He can ask for $29 million a year because that's how much better he is.
That's true. He's worth a lot.
But like I said, not playing under the franchise tag, easier said in March than done in August and September.
And really could create an interesting circumstance where Rodgers comes back, signs this monster deal, but his entire world is different if he doesn't have Devontae. So that could create an awkward circumstance there where it's like, hey, you got yours, Aaron. I need to get mine.
And how much is on the line for Daniel Jones? If he comes back and has a really good season and the Giants don't pick up the fifth-year option, right, then he's going to be in line to make $30, $40 million a year because Rodgers has changed the paradigm now. Right. It's always who's the most recent free agent. So if Jones has a really good year, like everybody expected when they drafted him, all of a sudden he's going to make unbelievable money just because of what Rodgers signed.
Well, please let him put himself in that situation, Michael. As a Giant fan, that would be nice to see.
All right, guys, moving on. Some other moves. Please. My Washington team continues to get worse.
Again.
Yeah, they let J.D. McKissic go to Buffalo. He was their third down back, was really good. But, just like Brandon Cherif, out of here. Patriots re-signed longtime running back James White. J.C. Treader released by the Browns. The Ravens and Marcus Williams come to an agreement. Andrew Whitworth retiring after 16 seasons. The 40-year-old left tackle is capping it off with that Super Bowl victory against his former team and moving on. Bowl selections, 2012, 15 through 17. Two first-team All-Pro selections.
And Man of the Year.
Man of the Year, likely a Hall of Famer. Really good player.
Yes.
See who the Giants just signed?
No.
Ian Rappaport?
Who? Jabroni Pumpleduck.
They expected to sign quarterback Tyrod Taylor. High-level backup behind Daniel Jones.
By the way.
Yep.
He's the best. That's the best backup in this town in a few years. That is a really needed piece.
Yeah, that's a nice sign.
I mean, listen, Tyrod's not special. But if you end up in a stretch, which, by the way, it appears with Daniel Jones, very often you're going to have a stretch where he's not playing for two or three games. He gives you a chance to win in those games.
That's
kind of all you're looking for.
Tyrod Taylor is a nice player.
How much money?
Didn't say. Two-year, $17 million. It's a lot of money, but you have to have a backup. For a guy who has a bad neck and is injury prone.
I mean, listen, it's less than McCown got.
Mike Tannenbaum was on Greeny, and he said, you know, the Giants were at least competitive under Jones, and then it all went crazy because they didn't have a backup. And you look at Arizona won a couple of games with Colt McCoy, if you remember. Maybe three games. I think he played in three games. So, yeah, is he the answer? No, but if Jones can't play and you find yourself battling for a third wild card spot, there's worse quarterbacks to start, I'll tell you that.
If you're the Jets, are you okay with keeping Mike White as your backup?
I don't know.
I don't think I am.
I really don't know what's for real because the Buffalo game was awful. Now, Buffalo was a really good team. You got to really decide, was that just a flash in the pan or was that there's something there sustainable? I don't know.
Craziest signing situation over the last 24 hours is defensive end Randy Gregory. The Cowboys announced an agreement with Gregory on their social media accounts. And he changed his mind and decided to take a 5-year, $70 million offer from Denver. Denver making a lot of moves this offseason, too.
They are.
A lot of they're ready to go for it again.
Denver and Jacksonville spending silly money.
Right. Jacksonville has much farther to go, but, yeah, they're spending a lot of money.
It's interesting because my team had a ton of cap space. All I kept hearing about was the cap space. We traded for a nothing quarterback, and then all we're doing is letting people go. I'm curious about the point of the cap space.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of questions there with zero answers in Washington.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's hear from Aaron Judge. Does he want to be a Yankee for life or nah?
as long as I'm playing baseball, you know, I want to be wearing pinstripes. You know, it's been an honor and a blessing to be here, you know, get a chance to play in this franchise, you know, be surrounded by so many great players and walk in the footsteps of so many other former great players that have played this game. You know, there's no better place to play, you know, on this planet, and I strongly believe that. And, you know, I've been vocal about that. You know, I want to stay here in pinstripes. So, you know, if that happens, it happens. But, you know, if it comes to it that it doesn't, you know, I'll, like I've said before, I'll enjoy my memories here, enjoy my time with you guys especially, and, you know, all my teammates and everybody.
Little shot at the media.
Oh, you don't think that was genuine?
No.
You don't think that's who he missed
really
the most?
Abusive to him, right?
What'd you say?
You don't think
they've
he missed really the most? Oh no, this was sad.
I didn't know. I don't know who that was for, Peter. I apologize.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Michael,
I didn't. You both were speaking at the same time, like Alex. But Don, you go.
I said, like the media has been really rough on him.
I think Aaron Judge has been. Has lived a blessed life in New York, and right. He deserves it. He's been 99, baby.
But
I've told you 100 times, the nicest player in the world. If he saw another player split a media member's head open with an axe, he'd defend the player. That's just the way it is. Nobody likes the media. The politicians don't like the media. Sports people don't like the media. They don't. I'm sorry, they don't, because the media's trying to find stuff out that they don't want. They don't want to be told. They don't want to tell that stuff.
Not everybody.
Most of them.
It is kind of a lazy narrative that all media is bad because there's a few hacks out there.
I know. And, like, the sports media is really that bad, the stuff they're trying to get. I mean, I understand they hype up some things and make things a bigger deal maybe than they really are, et cetera, but by and large, man, it's...
Maybe he was being legitimate, but I just from history, whenever an athlete says that, probably not.
Well, you know what I hope he does tonight? I hope he enjoys a Hennessy beverage, because ENN is brought to you by Hennessy. Enjoy a delicious Hennessy NBA cocktail while watching the game. Try the Hennessy Playmaker, the Hennessy Triple Double, both made with Hennessy VS. Go to Hennessy.com for drink recipes. Hennessy, spirit of the NBA, always enjoy responsibly.
Pour an iced Hennessy and listen to the podcast tonight.
That's right. March Coming Madness. Up after 7, the Drop Madness podcast.
See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.